it's your girl Mai. Welcome back to Fairy Wise Podcast. Today I want to talk about the battles that we fight within ourselves, the demons that we battle each and every day. If you've been feeling lost, alone, just in the dark, you're not alone. I've felt like giving up before. I did. But I got back up. See, it's not easy to live by faith. We live in a broken world. The weather doesn't work right. Our bodies don't work right. Our relationships don't work right. You see, when God kicked Adam out of heaven, he told Adam that life would be hard. And life indeed is hard. There's a cosmic battle for your life going on inside of you and outside of you. You battle with your own sinful nature. You also battle against the Satan himself, who wants nothing more than to steal, kill, and destroy you. And sometimes it just gets to us. We just want to give up. But if you open up a Bible and turn it to Hebrews 11, God urges you to hang on, because God hasn't forgotten us and will fulfill his promises one day. He promises to give us a future and hope, which is listed in Jeremiah 29:11. He promises to take away our tears, written in Revelation 7. And he gives us multiple other promises throughout his word. You see, on Hebrews 11, it mentions that a variety of biblical heroes who demonstrated faith in God's promises, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Gideon, Samson, and others, though they endured many difficulties, they kept going in their spiritual journeys. Then on Hebrews 11:39-40, it says there, all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. This is all in the New Living Translation. I just want to reassure to you that God sees you. God knows you. On Hebrews 11, New International Version, it states, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Then on Jeremiah 29, it states, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Believe it or not, heaven is cheering for you. Home field advantage can mean everything in sports. Teams who are at home often have a far better record than those on the road. When a team has someone cheering them on, they can often outplay their ability. And the Bible says that to you too. Have an audience cheering you on. On Hebrews 12:1, it states, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." So you see, nothing you do is private. You always have an audience. Heaven is watching you. But more importantly, you have a cheering section. The Bible says that everyone in heaven is cheering you on. You probably realize that God knows everything. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord run to you, and from throughout the whole earth." That's written on the second book of Chronicles, 16:9 KJV. The Lord doesn't miss a thing. He knows your ups and your downs, your everything. He knows every thought you have. You're surrounded by a huge cloud of witnesses to this life of faith. Moses is watching you. Abraham is watching you. Every believer who has ever lived is in the strands watching you live out your faith. And they're cheering you on. When you're scared, they're rooting for you to be courageous. When you want to give up, they're urging you to keep going. When you feel insignificant and forgotten, they're in your corner. I want to share that the word no is important for you, for your spiritual journey. The most important word to remember for your spiritual journey may be a surprising one, because the word is no. Your faith journey is a long one. Too many people start off well in their spiritual journey, but putter out before the end. God wants you to go the distance. You've gotten a marathon ahead of you, and you can't run the marathon with a barbell in your hands. Often people quit their faith journey early because everything they're carrying wears them out. So what do? You declutter. Say a cruise liner can get pretty fast in the middle of the water. If you add 100 lifeboats to it, it'll slow down. Plug a battery into one light bulb and it'll go a long way. Plug it into 15 and it drains much more quickly. Plug it into 100 and it'll drain even more quickly. That's what happens to us when we try to do so much. Sometimes doing good keeps us from doing the best. Weights aren't bad. They're not sinful. They're just unnecessary. It could be a job, a relationship, or a hobby. It's something that slows you down from what God wants you from your life, and they're not worth it. Learn to use the word no. Learn it because it's good for you. Mentally, physically, spiritually. Do you know that there's a war happening inside of you? You may not realize it, but you're at a war. You may not wear military fatigues. You may not eat at a mess hall. You may not dodge physical bullets, but you're in a war, an invisible one. It's called spiritual warfare. You'll be in the war from the moment you're born until the moment you die. You see, the Bible tells us that you have 3 mortal enemies out to destroy your life and everything God wants to do through it. What's the first one? It's the world, the dominant value system around us. Second one is the flesh, the old nature within you. And the third one is the devil, a real being that's out to kill, steal, and destroy along with his demonic minions. The victory for the warrior in won't come through bullets or tactics, and this is written on Ephesians 6:12 NIV. In this war, all that matters is Jesus. He has to be the general of your life, the one in charge of the battle plan. You may be a believer, but that's not enough for this war. Jesus has to be your Lord and Savior too. Many people believe in Jesus, but to find victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, Jesus has to be more than just someone you believe in. The answer to all-consuming battle you're in isn't a self-help seminar, a new book, a conference, a psychology, or a therapy. It's Jesus. Make him your boss. Paul wrote the book of Romans. Makes it clear that he is at the end of his rope. He can't win the battle on his own. His only hope is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then the Bible says it's Jesus, the Lord, who will deliver you. It's time to put a sign over your life. Under new management. Now we do this all the time. We always lie to ourselves. We have to let go of the self-defeating lies. We lie to ourselves all the time. Like, I haven't gained any weight, but clearly we know how much we weigh. We know how we look. Saying, I haven't gained any weight, I'm not hurting anyone, no one even noticed, that's a lie. But one lie is more dangerous than most. It's not really a problem. So you tell yourself that your finances aren't a problem, your marriage isn't in trouble, and your temper isn't out of control. That's a lie. Lying to ourselves is the number one way. It's just a number one way we mess up our lives. The Bible says that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That's written in the first book of John 1:8 NIV. Sin causes us to deceive ourselves, and deception causes us to sin. Behind every self-defeating act in our lives is a lie we've believed. Either we've lied to ourselves or we've believed one of Satan's lies. The Bible says our heart is deceitful above all things, written on Jeremiah 17:9. You and I have an amazing ability to lie to ourselves. So stop it. Stop minimizing your behavior. Stop excusing. Stop tolerating. Stop defeating yourself. Doing all those self-defeating behaviors can cripple your ability to follow Jesus faithfully. You have to stop deceiving yourself. Jesus said, when you know the truth will set you free. But first, the truth will make you miserable. You can't be free from what you can't admit exists. You can't beat the problem if you're lying to yourself about it. So accept it. You know what you need? You need a battle buddy. People don't go to war by themselves. It would be a suicide mission, right? So someone has to have your back.
So get up, battle buddy. The same is true in the spiritual battles we all face. You can't go to war against lustful thoughts, dishonesty, addiction, and fear by yourself. You'll be doomed to fail. If you want to be forgiven, admit your sin and brokenness to God. If you want to make a change, admit it to someone else. Revealing your sin is the beginning of healing. You don't have to admit your sin to everyone, but you need to admit it to someone. You need one person who'll love you unconditionally, accept you completely, and pray for you constantly. You need someone of the same gender to be open and honest with. When you confess your sins to someone else, you open the relief valve and take the pressure off. Then suddenly, the boogeyman isn't so big. Often sin is a cycle. You start out humbly seeking God for help, so He gives you the power to make it. After about a few months of success, you start getting prideful. Then you fall. And in humility again, you ask God for help. If you could stay in that spirit of humility, you'd be good. But pride always returns. You can't kick that kind of cycle without friends who'll pray for you, care for you, encourage you, and keep you on track. When success comes, they'll help you keep your perspective so your humility stays in check. That's why local churches are so important. But you can attend many churches for years and never put yourself in a situation where you know others and are known by others. Make the effort to find a small group of believers in your local church with whom you can be open and honest with. Well, in this time of pandemic, I don't suggest you doing so. So find the remote meetings, remote virtual Bible study group. It'll be good for you. So to think that you can quit a bad habit without being honest about it with others is simply a cop-out. It never works. You guarantee failure when you do that. In the book of James of the NIV book, it states on James 5:16, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective."